I went out into the world as a shop boy at a fashionable boot shop in the main street of the town. My master was a small, round man. He had a brown, rugged face, green teeth, and watery, mud-coloured eyes. At first I thought he was blind, and to see if my supposition was correct, I made a grimace.
"Don't pull faces at me,"
he said to me gently but sternly. The thought that those dull eyes could see me was unpleasant, and I didn't want to believe that this was the case. Was it not more than probable that he had guessed I was making faces?
"I told you not to pull your face about,"
he said again, hardly moving his thick lips.
"Don't scratch your hands."
His dry whisper came to me, as it were, stealthily.
"You are serving in a first-class shop in the main street of the town, and you must not forget it. The doorboy ought to stand like a statue."
I did not know what a statue was, and I couldn't help scratching my hands, which were covered with red pimples and sores, for they had been simply devoured by vermin.
"What did you do for a living when you were at home?"
asked my master, looking at my hands. I told him, and he shook his round head, which was closely covered with grey hair, and said in a shocked voice,
"Rag picking? Why, that is worse than begging or stealing."
I informed him, not without pride,
"But I stole as well."
At this, he laid his hands on his desk, looking just like a cat with her paws up, and fixed his eyes on my face with a terrified expression, as he whispered,
"What? How did you steal?"
I explained how and what I had stolen.
"Well, well, I look upon that as nothing but a prank. But if you rob me of boots or money, I will have you put in prison and kept there for the rest of your life."
He said this quite calmly, and I was frightened and did not like him any more. Besides the master, there were serving in the shop my cousin Sasha Yakov and the senior assistant, a competent, unctuous person with a red face. Sasha now wore a brown frock coat, a false shirt front, a cravat, and long trousers, and was too proud to take any notice of me. When grandfather had brought me to my master, he had asked Sasha to help me and to teach me. Sasha had frowned with an air of importance as he said, warning,
"He will have to do what I tell him then."
Laying his hand on my head, grandfather had forced me to bend my neck.
"You are to obey him. He is older than you both in years and experience."
And Sasha said to me with a nod,
"Don't forget what grandfather has said."
He lost no time in profiting from his seniority.
"Kashirin, don't look so goggle-eyed," his master would advise him.
I'm all right,"
Sasha would mutter, putting his head down. But the master would not leave him alone.
"Don't butt anyone. The customers will think you are a goat."
The assistant smiled respectfully. The master stretched his lips in a hideous grin, and Sasha, his face flushing, retreated behind the counter.